Usually at this time we turn to the opinion page, but with only 8 days left until the midterm elections, it doesn't seem fair to wait till Wednesday to talk with political junkie Ken Rudin. It's Monday and time for an eensy-weensy edition of the Political Junkie. In midterm elections, it may seem like the House and Senate races get all the attention today. And while we hope to talk with two candidates from one of the hottest governor's races in the country, in Ohio, where incumbent Democrat Ted Strickland faces a challenge from former Congressman John Kasich, a Republican. And Governor Strickland has agreed to talk to us. Congressman Kasich canceled about 10 minutes ago because he did not want to take questions from callers. And we made an invitation to both. In fact, both accepted. Again, 10 minutes ago, John Kasich canceled. Political junkie Ken Rudin is with us here in Studio 3A. And amazing, he looks just the same on Mondays.
Yes, but stunned, basically, about the Kasich decision. And again, you know, as all of us feel, we'd rather have both candidates, and both candidates were scheduled, and both candidates agreed to this format until 10 minutes ago. As you said, John Kasich said no, so we will continue the story on the Ohio gubernatorial race.
And we want to hear from listeners in Ohio this hour. In a state that has faced stunning job losses, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, what do you need to hear from the candidates on jobs? 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. Go to npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Ken, can you define this race for us?
Well, there were two Ohios. There was an Ohio of 2006 when there was, first of all, 16 consecutive years of Republican rule. There were Republican scandals. Governor Bob Taft was part of a scandal. There were a lot of scandals going on. And the Republicans, even though they are the party of low taxes, had raised taxes. Voters retired. Ted Strickland won a landslide election that year, first Democrat, as I say, in 16 years. He beat Kenneth Blackwell, Secretary of State. And then 2 years later, Ohio went for President Obama, which was also a surprise because usually Ohio seems to be leaning Republican presidential races. But I guess the scandal helped Obama win the state.
And the state legislature had long been in Republican hands, too. A lot of people identified that as part of the problem.
But the Republicans kept control of the state legislature, but they lost almost every statewide office. It was really a major upheaval. They lost a Senate seat. Mike DeWine lost to Sherrod Brown and so forth. Now, so we have Strickland getting elected in 2006. Now it's a different Ohio in 2010. There's an $8 billion deficit. 400,000 jobs have been lost in Ohio since Governor Strickland took office. There's 10% unemployment. And basically the story of the election is, who do you blame? Whom do you blame? Do you blame Strickland and the Democrats? Do you blame the Bush administration, which basically the economy started turning sour? And so that's basically the lineup between Strickland and John Kasich. Now, Kasich had been the chairman of the House Budget Committee. He made a brief bid for the Republican presidential nomination in 2000 back then. And, of course, since he left Congress after 2000, he joined Lehman Brothers. And that is one of the major arguments against, according to the Democrats, one of the major arguments against Kasich's candidacy, that he was part of the problem with Lehman Brothers. So that's basically how Kasich versus Strickland pairs up.
And how has been running in the polls? Strickland was trailing for quite some time.
He was trailing for the longest time. Even though in our scorecard, the NPR scorecard, we still had it as a toss-up, but Kasich always had a lead in the high single digits. Now, this was interesting. It looked like that Strickland was closing the gap. When President Obama came to Ohio shortly after we were there, coincidence, I think not, it was interesting that a new poll right after that showed Kasich taking off among independents, as if the Obama visit backfired. But again, it's very, very close. There was one poll that shows Strickland ahead. Most polls show Kasich ahead, but again, by single digits.
And again, we invited both candidates. They both accepted. 10 minutes before this broadcast, Congressman Kasich's office called up and said he would not appear because he did not want to take calls, though that had been made clear in every communication that's the talk of the nation. He could tune in any day and know we take calls. In any case, Governor Strickland is on the line with us. And Governor Strickland, nice to have you with us today.
Well, it's great to be with you, and I'm more than willing to take calls.
And you're with us from Elyria, Ohio. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Elyria, yes.
Okay.
And pronounced it correctly.
And what are you doing there today?
Well, I am visiting one of the 100 or so centers across our state where we have numbers of volunteers reaching out to voters, urging them to vote, trying to talk with them about the issues, and basically, this is our ground game, and I think it is the part of our campaign that will move me over the finish line and help me win this election.
And what do you say to people who say, Governor, when you took office, things were better? They've gotten worse since you've been in office.
Well, I say to them, the country has suffered a very severe recession. 400,000 jobs or so have been lost in Ohio, but about 8.5 million jobs have been lost in America. And this recession was not caused by me, the governor. It was not caused by Ohio. It was caused by 8 years of mismanagement by the Bush-Cheney administration and by the shenanigans that have taken place on Wall Street, led by Lehman Brothers, my opponent's former company that went bankrupt, costing Ohio pensions about $480 million. And I point out to them that the very year that Lehman Brothers went bankrupt, my opponent, who wants to be the governor of Ohio, walked away with a $400,000 bonus. And I think that's relevant information because I think it indicates a difference between what I call Wall Street values and Ohio values.
You are the Democratic governor of the state of Ohio, a critical state around the nation, but also the Democrats are in charge in Washington, D.C. They control both houses of Congress and, of course, the White House as well. Why should voters in Ohio trust Democrats this time around?
Well, because Democrats at the federal level, as well as here in the state of Ohio, have acted responsibly in managing this recession, as I said before, that was not of our own making. Millions of jobs were lost nationally before President Obama took the oath of office. I think 750,000 jobs were lost the month he took the oath of office. The economy was in a free fall. Ohio and every other state was suffering as a result of this deepening recession. But the free fall within the economy has been stopped. Actions were taken by the president and our Democratic friends in Congress that saved the American auto industry. And today there are thousands of people working in the auto industry and in the supply chain as a result of the president's leadership. And I could go on and talk about other sectors of the economy.
And I bet you have.
Today are seeing jobs created as a result of Democratic leadership.
Ken?
Governor Strickland, if this is President Bush's fault, and if it's the Republicans' fault, and it's not your fault, why do polls show the Democrats in such big trouble going into Tuesday's elections, and why has John Kasich had the lead in most polls, not every poll, over you for most of the campaign, if it was not your fault?
Well, because when there is a crisis, especially an economic recession like we've experienced, people tend to blame those who are currently in office. But I can tell you that I believe I'm going to win this election. Our internal polling shows that I am in the lead, and I feel very confident that there is no enthusiasm gap in Ohio. I cannot speak to what's happening in other states, this election is very tight. I tell people quite honestly that I think John Kasich won this race in August, but I'm going to win it in November when it really counts.
Well,
and as people have started paying attention, I think they have come to understand what's at stake here and what the issues are, and they understand that the Democrats have worked to build us, bring us out of this recession. And the reason Wall Street is relevant in this election is because my opponent and I think other Republicans nationally want to bring back the same kind of policies that led us into this recession. And that's why it's relevant to talk about the recent past.
Again, Congressman Kasich was invited, accepted, declined to appear 10 minutes before the broadcast when he found out we were going to be taking questions from callers. Well, let's get to some of those callers now for Governor Strickland. Let's go to Sam, and Sam's with us from Bowling Green in Ohio.
Hi, Governor.
Hi, Sam.
Thanks for taking questions today.
Absolutely, Sam. What's on your mind today?
Well, I live up here in Northwest Ohio, but I grew up in Cleveland, where my dad was an auto worker for Ford for 40 years, and he was just recently took early retirement. And I just watched the plant growing up there all these years go from a huge 6,000-person plant to when he was finally leaving to a 1,000-person plant. They're still making great cars there. I still buy Ford. The plant's still operating. A lot of people are employed. But it's far smaller than it ever was. And I just see a lot of that happening all over Ohio. There's a lot of manufacturing that's never coming back, whether it's Ohio Art or Rubbermaid. So I wonder what the new kind of economy. We are a manufacturing base here. What are we going to be building? What are we going to be doing for jobs in the 21st century? Is it building trains? Is it building windmills? Is it building solar panels? What is it?
Well, I think it's going to be all of those things, Sam. And by the way, even the auto industry, I think, is surviving and starting to thrive in Ohio. And as I said earlier, you know, during the days of the darkest days of the auto crisis, I had officials from Honda. You know, Honda manufactures vehicles and engines in Marysville, Ohio. It's not a unionized plant. But on a weekend, some officials from Honda called and said, "Governor, can we come and see you?" And they came to the governor's residence late on a Sunday evening, and they said, "We don't normally advocate for our competitors, but Governor, we're here urging you to do everything you can to see that the federal government helps the big three, because our supply chain is shared. About 80% of our suppliers supply the big three." And they said, "The supply chain is so fragile, and we're afraid if something happens to one of the big three, the supply chain could collapse." That's just an example of the interconnections that take place within our economy, and especially within the manufacturing sector of our economy. But Sam, you nailed it when you talked about building wind turbines, solar panels, and the like. Ohio, I was able to announce week before last that Ohio will have built in our state the largest solar farm east of the Rocky Mountains. 500 acres will be covered with solar panels. Two Spanish companies have agreed to come to Ohio to employ Ohio workers to build those solar panels and the mechanisms to hold them in place. That's going to create about 600 jobs. Ohio is also going to be the first state in North America to see the deployment of wind out in the fresh waters of Lake Erie. Some of those turbines have already been ordered. And when I became governor, we only had four sizable wind turbines in our state. And we have already now permitted the building and the installation of 500 additional wind turbines. And these are just beginning initiatives.
Sam.
Ohio is a big manufacturing state. We will always be a manufacturing state. But I believe that going forward, manufacturing for energy needs will be the dominant kind of manufacturing that we see happen in Ohio.
Sam, thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
We're talking with
Sam.
Governor Ted Strickland of Ohio. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's go next to Earl, and Earl's calling from Cleveland.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Neil. And your guest there, right? Is it Ken Gruden?
Ken Rudin.
Rudin, okay. One of the things I wanted to point out before my question to Governor Strickland is the fact that, here in Ohio, especially in northeastern Ohio, one particular county, Cuyahoga County, we have a lot of corruption. And when I heard that the other guest did not want to appear because of fear of questions, and it goes back to the fact that there were quite a bit of losses in the pension funds here. And our governor, Strickland, also knows about the corruption in our county here in that Cleveland is a part of. But my question to Governor Strickland would be, what are some of the things that can be done to recover some of those pension losses, which currently does affect many hundreds of thousands of current retirees and future retirees?
And the promises the state has made to its employees as well.
Exactly.
Governor Strickland?
Well, Earl, thank you for the question. And I would just, point out before I give a fuller answer here that soon after Lehman Brothers collapsed, Ohio public pensions lost about $480 million as a result of the collapse of Lehman Brothers. And that has, you know, that's hurt our public pension systems dramatically.
But there are structural problems, not just in Ohio, but in a lot of states.
Of course there are. But I can tell you that Ohio's public pension systems are in better condition than are the public pension systems in many, many other states. I believe in New Jersey, you know, there's a real crisis up there with the state withholding paying into the pension systems. So we've got challenges here, but I believe our public pensions are more sound than certainly would be the case in many, many other states. But let me say this in answer to Earl's questions. We've got an Attorney General, Richard Cordray, who was recently featured in a large article in the New York Times regarding his success in going after some of these firms that have acted badly and resulted in significant loss to Ohioans and to other Americans across the, the entire nation. And hundreds of millions of dollars have been recouped and recovered as a result of Attorney General Richard Cordray's actions. And so some of those legal steps that are available to our Attorney General are, in fact, being taken and with some very positive results.
Governor Strickland,
unfortunately, all of the loss cannot be recouped.
Governor Strickland, thanks very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Well, I thank you for having me. Thank you, Earl, for calling.
Ohio Governor Ted Strickland, Ken Rudin, thanks to him as well. He'll be joining us as usual on Wednesday, if not before then. If not, you can't wait till then. You can always find his blog, podcast, and election scorecard at npr.org/junkie. And this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.